Back on the On Deck Show from Purdue Stadium, I'm now joined by hitting coach Christian Polston. CP, thank you for a few minutes. We're about 3 weeks into the regular season now, and maybe not the offensive start you guys have been looking for, but from your point of view, what have you seen maybe from this group offensively as we get through the first month of the year?
Yeah, I think as we always look into April, it can be tough for some of these younger hitters coming from the Dominican Republic, playing in the Maryland cold in the rain. I think there's been a lot of growth from our first three games in Salem in terms of making good decisions at the plate, hitting the ball hard, and just game planning overall. I think coming from the FCL, you learn a pretty good lesson on that you can't just swing at every single pitch. You got to be hunting specific zones, specific pitches, and do damage in positive counts. And so it's been fun to watch these guys continue to ask questions and learn and practice hard.
Now, you coached in the FCL. This is your second year in Del Mar, but how big is that jump in talent going against pitching specifically from the FCL to this level, specifically for the international players who maybe didn't see high-level college pitching?
Yeah, I think it's just a bigger jump in the sense that, yeah, it's college pitchers that have 2 to 3 pitches, know how to game plan, have pitched in high-level situations before, so they know how to deal with the anxiety of the game. And so it's just a learning curve that after about April, May, guys get used to it and understand how they're getting pitched and understand how they can take advantage of when a pitcher makes mistakes. And these guys will continue to learn. And as the season goes on, we saw it last year, guys got better and scored more runs, came through in bigger situations. And we're already starting to have days where we're picking up big hits later in the game. So.
Now, we talk about swing decisions a lot. I know it's a big point of emphasis all throughout the organization, but how much of a learning point is it specifically at this level, talking about that jump from the FCL to here? But it feels like this is where you really have to learn to make good swing decisions at the plate.
Yeah, we talk about it every single day. I think the guys, whether or not they get tired of hearing me, they will, because during our meetings, it's the first thing we talk about and the last thing we talk about. Making a good decision at the plate is important. It sets yourself up to be in positive counts. And even if you chase a pitch or chase two, you have the ability to work yourself back into a count where a pitcher is going to make mistakes. At the end of the day, those guys are humans too. And when they throw a ball over the plate, we got to take advantage. And when they make a mistake throwing a ball out of the zone, we just have to do our job of not swinging at those. And it's just going to get better and better and better. And we've seen some good swing decision numbers and we've seen some poor ones, and that's just the way it goes in baseball. Is you're going to have good days and bad days. It's just how consistent we can be as an offense in making good decisions and making pitchers work a little bit harder.
Numbers wise, it's been a little bit tough, but we've seen some good performances over the last few weeks. I mean, yesterday you had some big hits with runners in scoring position. You can go back to the Carolina series against a very good team. You put up a high amount of runs on them. You had one of your better games at a victory against the Mudcats. So it seems like they kind of know what's in there, but just doing it consistently. Have you kind of seen that from a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, and it's been fun this year. The way we've been scoring runs is walking, bunting, slugging, and coming up with some stingy singles late in games. It takes everything, and that's why we preach swing decisions, because we need to get guys on base. And then when we get guys on base, can we move the ball forward? And then when we're in situations where we need to put up a lot of runs, can we slug like we did in the Carolina series? And then last night, just trying to tag on a little bit more runs late in the game. Ramos coming through with a big single up the middle. Boucher hitting the ball hard, 113 up the middle. Like you said, it's in there. It's just being consistent and realizing that it takes every bit of playing the game correctly, bunting, walking, stealing, and hitting the ball hard.
How important is it emphasizing that walks are okay? Because I'm sure a lot of these guys who are young playing at this level for the first time, that they want to come up here, they want to hit, and they don't really think about walking all that much. But how important is it to just take bad pitches, let the at-bat play out, and if you get first base on a walk, that's not a bad thing?
Yeah, it's very important. The good thing is I've been with, I think, about 75% of this roster since we all started in the Dominican, and that's been important since day one. And to get here and be able to continue to preach that message, they understand the importance of it, and they really appreciate when they walk, and they get excited when they do it. And to hear the dugout kind of get excited when guys take their pitches and set the table to allow other guys to come through with runners in scoring position, it's important to just do your job, and whatever that job is, that at bat, you got to realize what you need to do. And sometimes just taking your medicine and taking the pitches outside the zone and going to say what up to Luis is very important.
Talking to hitting coach Christian Poulsen, I want to touch on a couple of individuals before I let you go. You mentioned one of them, Raylan Ramos, has had kind of a breakout series this week against Augusta, had a couple of big RBI hits yesterday. And we talked earlier in the season, you were pretty excited about what he could do this year. And it seems like we're starting to see that a little bit. How have you seen Raylan improve from game one to where we are right now?
Yeah, the theme of this conversation, swing decisions. That's been the theme for him and a heightened focus for him as well, just making correct decisions. And then off the field, he's working on some mechanical things that he's attacking every single day. I mean, Ramos is he's not afraid of working, and to be back with him every day, it's been exciting to get to the field and put in some work and then go into the game and seeing his game planning improve and being able to sit pitches and lay off the pitches that he's not looking for and attack the ones that he gets. It's been nice, and now we just got to get some balls in the air and really show how physical he can be.
And then finally, Brylan Tavera, you were with him all of last year. Wasn't the season he was hoping for, but he's kind of opened eyes again about the prospect he was a season ago, hitting the ball hard pretty consistently, getting on base a lot. What has been different for Brylan this season compared to last year?
Yeah, I think last year he struggled. It's not the end of the world to have a year where you struggle. It's definitely a level where you learn your lessons, and it seems like Braylon's just back to having fun and enjoying going to the park, enjoying working hard, and then going into the game. And same thing with Raylan, just game planning a little bit better, understanding how guys are pitching him. I think he's seeing a lot more spin than some of the other guys in the lineup, so understanding that. And he's always been a guy that's made good decisions, so putting himself in those positive counts and then taking advantage and slugging a little bit more, which he doubled his home run total from last year with two. So it's been fun to watch Braylan get back to, like you said, the prospect level he is, and just back to seeing him smile every day and enjoy coming to the park and playing the game.
Really good stuff, CP. Appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tonight.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Hitting coach Christian Poulsen, we're back with lineups and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.